Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Quarter to four on Kaya FM 95.9. You're listening to the home of the Afropolitan. My name is Musibudi Whitehead, hanging out with Sandile van Heerden as we try and make sense of the State of the Nation address delivered by President Cyril Ramaphosa last night. Of course, there was the drama that ensued in the National Assembly that saw his speech delayed by over half an hour, I beg your pardon. But the question is, what can we take out of this, especially for young people? Because a lot of the speech focused on unlocking the potential of young people as we try and solve the terrible unemployment crisis. Are we optimistic? Is there anything we can take out of it? Well, let's talk to a young person. We're joined in studio by Pearl Pillay. She is a book enthusiast, feminist, and blogger. And you can follow her. It's called Pearl Pillay at blogspot.com. And interesting pieces there on race, violence, and brown people, and also on the Fees Must Fall movement. Pearl, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, welcome.
What do you think of the Sona?
Do I have to answer like an analyst or like a young person?
A little bit of
whichever way, whichever way you want.
I was saying to myself yesterday, like, I have to be so balanced and so objective, you know, and try so hard not to say how bored out of my mind I was. I think it was interesting. I think if you think about last year's Sona, the theme was a low-budget Martin Luther King with his dreams of a better country and smart cities and all of those fancy things. And I feel like this year's Sona was a lot about master plans. We heard about master plans on, like, steel and poultry and clothing and textiles and. I was expecting more. I was expecting something a little less vague. And I think this Sona for me really sums up what we've been saying in a lot of the public discourse, where our leaders do not live in the same country that we live in.
No.
So when you listen to some of the things he was saying, you're just like, okay, but dude, like, do you know what we live through? Do you know what...
Give us an example of what you...
So, for example, I wanted to see more around education. I think the sum total of what he talked about was around the vocational and training curriculum that's being introduced.
The TVET colleges, yeah.
Exactly. And so, for me, the thinking was, if you're going to be doing this for kids in high schools, right? So you're doing vocational training. That's cool. And then what? Mm. And then you go to a TVET, and that's cool. And then what? We don't have an economy that values people who go to TVET institutions, right? It's really difficult for people from those institutions
to get a job,
to find meaningful work, right? Outside of kind of like very basic start your own business kind of stuff. And so it didn't seem like there was really a picture of success in what he wanted. The other thing is, I was thinking about the coding and robotics that are going to go to grade 3. And I thought, kids don't have toilets. And sure, you're going to be teaching them robotics. I mean, let's even leave that, right? We've been talking about tablets since 1792. And those still haven't been rolled out to everybody. And so now...
When they do, they get stolen
or sold, right? Because that's the state of the economy that we live in. Mm-hmm. And so it just seems like the priorities were a little bit skewed. I was mortified to not hear anything about fees. So he talked about building new universities, mm-hmm. the Crime Detection University and the University of Science and Innovation. And I thought, great, another place for students to protest at because you can't afford the fees. Mm. Another place to call private security to shoot at us, you know? And it just felt like the priorities specifically of us young people were not being heard and responded to in ways that make sense. We didn't have proper timelines. We didn't have progress reports. We just had these big grand visions of what he's going to be doing and the research we're going to get and the reports we're going to hear. But as an everyday South African, I felt like, okay, but nothing about this changes my life in any meaningful way.
What, as young people, you say the priorities, what are the most important priorities for young people in South Africa now?
So I think firstly, one of the biggest things, particularly for young women, is gender-based violence, right? We all know that we're in absolute crisis mode when it comes to GBV. And all he talked about was how the people are going to be put on a sex offenders registry, which, by the way, is not public information. So even if your name is on there, it's not like we can access it and check and be like, oh, is Mang Mang a sex offender? You wouldn't know. The other thing was around, like, bail and sentencing being stronger and, you know, heavier penalties. But that assumes that people make it to the police station and that the police take you seriously enough to lay a charge and you follow all of those legal processes. Most of it doesn't happen because, I mean, you're dead before you can do that. And so it didn't seem like there was a sense of urgency around that.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, obviously, we know is youth unemployment. And he set out, I think it was six plans that they want to roll out. And they all sound like different versions of the same thing that haven't been working. So kudos. I mean, our president is a big recycler. He's really serious about recycling. All his policy interventions are being recycled. You know, he's really like pushing for the green economy, which I appreciate. It just doesn't help when you're thinking about unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
So a prime example is the Youth Employment Service, which was a big hoo-ha last year and the year before. We haven't heard what their progress is. From something that I read a few days ago, it was only 13,000 jobs that apparently have been created. And remember, these are not jobs, these are just work placements.
Mm.
So you go in for a year or whatever and then you're done, right? And so his plans was basically, you know, we're going to do more with YES. We're going to launch this pipeline project. We're going to do this, and we don't know when. We don't know who it's meant to serve, and we don't know what it's supposed to do. And I think it points to a complete misunderstanding of the youth unemployment issue. It's not just that young people don't have skills. It's not just that the courses that are available are too long, because I know he mentioned that yesterday, saying we're going to get shorter training courses. It's that there aren't jobs, right? And when they are, you're in horrible work environments. You're facing systematic racism. You can't afford transport to get to work, right? What you earn is not enough. There's all of these barriers that are just completely unaddressed because this man thinks that the only problem we have is skills.
It's the home of the Afropolitan, Kai FM 95.9, getting the perspective of young people on the State of the Nation address. And young blogger Pearl Pillay joins us in studio, echoing the comments made by some of the opposition parties, who I think we can say in the main felt as though the president's speech, President Cyril Ramaphosa's speech, was a little bit too general and wasn't specific enough and wasn't bold enough to say this is exactly what we're going to do, these are the timelines, this is how we're going to do it, and this is by when we're going to do it. She's sharing her thoughts with us, and you can share yours using the hashtag the drive through.
Yeah, Pearl, if I can ask you one thing. I mean, you've done political studies at WITS, and this is just how I feel, but I want to get your view. Is politics and are politicians standing in the way of this country actually moving forward?
100%.
How do we fix that?
Burn everyone.
That's a joke.
kind of.
He says nervously.
Yeah. He shuffled in his seat.
Yeah.
Honestly, I really think that our problems are outnumbering us.
Mm-hmm.
And because on the one hand, you want to say young people need to participate more and be active citizens. We're already doing that, right? There needs to be a sense of consequence. And I don't think we have that, where we need to actually disinvest from the system and say, you know what, we're not doing this. So I'm going to give you an example, and it's something I'm really, really ticked off about. The National Youth Policy. The previous policy ends this year. That man did not say a word about that policy. Right? The second thing about it is that the draft new policy, so previous policies were 5-year terms, the new policy is a 10-year policy. It's already been gazetted by government, which means they've not done any public consultations, they just got people to write a policy. And the man didn't say anything about it. So if you're saying, because it's a nice fun thing to say that young people are important, you're saying that in your speeches, but your actions don't reflect that you care about young people in this country. And I think it might not be a full solution, but I think one of the things is that there needs to be consequences.
Mm-hmm.
As young people, we're constantly excluded, but we keep going back, right?
Mm-hmm.
We keep running back to this abusive relationship with our leaders, and we keep saying, well, maybe things will change, and if I go, I'm going to be the change. And it doesn't work like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The system is not designed to help us flourish. And I think we need to be able to check out of those systems and say, you know what, we're not going to participate in politics, we're not going to vote, we're not going to show up to these little conferences that you do that goes nowhere. There has to be real life consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as they don't feel the consequences, to them, everything's fine. I mean, our president last year was shocked about load shedding, right? So our expectations already are very low, and
yeah,
they're still not meeting it.
Yeah. Pearl Pillay, Thank you so much for coming through and talking to us on the drive through. I love what you say at the end there, because I think I've given up on myself, the older generation, because as you say, we are in an abusive relationship. We keep going back and voting the same way and expecting change, which shows how insane we are. So maybe it is time for the youth to break this whole system of politics and create a whole new one and do it their own way. I think it's the only way this country can survive or improve and stop going backwards. Thank you so much. That was Pearl Pillay joining us on the drive-thru.
Follow her, pearlpillay.blogspot.com, and she's on Twitter. She calls herself Vaseline Dion at Pearl Pillay.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.